Hello, my name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm not having a medical emergency. Do I just hang up?
No, you do not. If you are having a medical emergency, you hang up. If you're not, you go on with why you're calling, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the reason why I'm calling is I'm just checking on this COVID vaccine, and just checking to see how I go about making an appointment, because I just tried online and I couldn't get through. It said they weren't offering any in Shelby County. I live in Shelby County. So do I just check with my primary care doctor or my rheumatologist doctor?
Who told you they wasn't offering any in Shelby County?
Well, I checked online with the www.alcovidvaccine.gov, and it says it's not offering in Shelby County on the website.
Okay, well... I just have all I have regarding the vaccine is a number you can call, and then you give them your county, and if places pop up that were offering or are offering the vaccine, they'll just pre-register you for that county. But due to the fact that, ma'am, it doesn't, when you pre-register anything, it asks you the bare minimum information, like your name and your number and stuff like that, email address, and then someone from a facility calls you with the time and date. So if they're not offering it in Shelby County, I would suggest maybe the next county nearest to you.
Okay. All right.
So
I guess I'll try that. Jefferson County, I guess. I don't know. Like, I'm just going by what the website told me.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I haven't actually. Yeah. Okay.
I can give you that, provide you with that number, and you can give them a call, and they can click on Shelby County, and there's different, like, depending on how many places in there are offering it, they'll pop up and they'll ask you what part, which one you want to go to, which one would you like for them to pre-register you for, and or then you give them the nearest county to you. It's honestly all the best advice I can give you.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. Yeah. So.
Yes, ma'am. So that's all I would say, honestly.
Yeah. So what is the? Okay. So I just called a. The Jefferson.
No, I'm. Yes. Okay, I have a number that I can provide you with that can actually schedule it for you for someplace in Shelby if somewhere in Shelby is offering it. So if they tell you Shelby's not offering it or something like that, you suggest the next county that you would like for it to be placed for. And they'll give you either, they'll pre-register you for it or give you the number for you to call in that county.
Yeah, I got
you. You want that number?
Yeah, sure. Okay, thank you.
You ready to write it down?
I'm ready.
Okay, it is 855.
Uh-huh.
566-53.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I will try that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, which is adph.org or cdc.gov. You know, and I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.